Good morning. I'm Christopher Purdy, delighted to welcome you all to what I consider a special edition of All Sides Weekend. We're going to talk about the arts and culture today, but I have three guests today, two of whom are making a debut with us because we're really going to kind of get down and talk about what's going on in Central Ohio. My guests are Byron Stripling, the conductor of the Columbus Jazz Orchestra. Welcome, Byron.
Welcome. Thank you.
He is glued to his iPad there, but that's okay. Eric French is a colleague of mine and a buddy. He is a recording engineer supreme, and he is also in a band and very knowledgeable about local bands and where to hear them. So, Eric, thanks for being here. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
And Andy Falter, another buddy, he is an actor and a teacher, and he is getting ready to star as Sir Toby Belch, thank you very much, in Twelfth Night with Actors Theatre of Columbus. He's going to talk about what you can see, and Eric and Byron will talk about what you can hear this summer in Central Ohio. In a moment, we'll invite your phone calls, but I want to start with you, Eric, because the last band that I really knew well retired in 1967. So help me out here a little bit. First of all, when we talk about bands, we talk about rock groups. Or what? Give me the current vernacular. When you say band, what do you mean?
I guess it would just be any group of musicians getting together to play pop music.
So it's not a string quartet. It's
right. Although, you know, a number of the local bands that I listen to do have strings. So I've got a clip of the newest Joey Hebdo record, which does have some strings on it.
Now, although, who are they? Where are they? Et cetera, before we hear the clip.
Okay. So singer-songwriter around town. His name's Joey Hebdo. He does... you know, he kind of does the one-man band, guitar, harmonica, kick drum, but he also does full band concerts where he has a horn section, he has lead guitar, drums, and everything. And, I've followed this guy for a number of years. He's got a killer tenor. He writes great songs. He puts on a great show. So I've got a clip, Rachel, if we're ready.
Stand by with the clip. Which one, Eric?
Okay, this is Joey Hebdo. It's the first track off of his new record. It's called Nowhere Better.
We know the road is our home and we stay hungry for it. It lasted longer than those who took the loan before it crumbled. Snake on a tongue and take back our venom. We know we used and abused all of the fight that he had in him.
Oh. Now he's based here, is that correct?
Yeah, he lives in Columbus and he performs regionally, but often in Columbus.
Give the name again.
It's Joey Hebdo, and this is off of his new record. That song was called Nowhere Better. It's the first track, and the duet is with Jesse Henry, who's also, another pretty well-known local singer-songwriter. He's in a number of bands also. You can find Joey online at joeyhebdo.com. He's playing, I think his next concert is May 31st. It's at the Bluestone.
I wanted to ask you about that before we continue. First of all, in a general sense, is this town a good town for bands, for music?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we used to, here at WSU, we used to do an hour-long weekly program on our HD service that was all local music. So I've got probably 2 milk crates worth of local CDs just sitting down in my office. And, for the most part, local music is what I listen to. I mean, actually, Hebdo's record hasn't left my truck since the day I got it. And there's just so many different ways to experience the local music scene in Columbus. You know, you can go out, to the nightclub scene and see bands. But with recording and the internet the way it is, I work so much that, I don't always have 1 or 2 nights a week to go out and catch, a band at a bar, especially when they're playing really late. But I download music all the time. I get new records from local artists. So every day I'm listening to something great and new produced here in Columbus.
Eric French is talking to us about local bands. He's just given us a clip of Joey Hebdo. You can go to his website and find out more. Byron Stripling, Columbus Jazz Orchestra, one of the most venerable and enjoyable groups in the state of Ohio, about to do your annual summer series at the Zoo. I should also mention that on Friday, June 7th, here on this station, 89.7 NPR News, my buddy Boyce Lancaster begins a four-week series of broadcast concerts at the Columbus Jazz Orchestra. Byron, thanks for being here. I think this is your first time with us, with me anyway, and I'm delighted that you're here today. Is this a good town for jazz?
Well, in regard to the Columbus Jazz Orchestra, you have a world-class jazz orchestra. As we look at the nation, really the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra in New York is one, but we do probably more performances than they do. And we started before they did. So nobody does it like we do. And we have a 40-year tradition started by the great Ray Eubanks. And for 40 years, we've been lighting the stage on fire with great jazz here in Central Ohio. And we actually have a national and international reputation for doing that.
You bring in big names, but you also bring in big names who live here sometimes as well.
You know, the interesting thing is when big names come in, after the first set, which we normally do by ourselves, we bring in the big names. Some of the big names are intimidated after they hear people like Bobby Floyd and Michael Cox and Pete Mills and Bob Breithaupt and some of the guys in the band. And so to follow us, you really have to be on your A game. You have to be bringing your good stuff. People can think, oh, Columbus, what's that going to be? So it really is a fantastic jazz orchestra, and we can prove that by our latest recording, which we just did. We're real proud of that also.
I'm sure the community is as well. You were at the Lincoln Theater, is that correct, primarily?
Well, we play at the Southern Theater for our swinging with the CJO, but we also work a lot at the Lincoln Theater, too, because that's such an intimate venue, and we love that community, too. So we play both places.
Tell me about the Jazz Academy upstairs at the Lincoln Theater.
Well, if you go there and you're interested in learning how to play, if you ever played an instrument, and you want to further that more, if you want to get educated, I do talks with our guest artists on Saturday afternoons when we are doing a concert series. And so I'll talk to people like Lewis Nash, one of the great drummers in the world, Debbie Gravitt, one of the great Broadway singers in the world. And I'll sit there and I'll talk to them an hour, and it'll be, you know, all really sort of behind the scenes on what happens, what it takes to get to the stage. We, you know, we see all, most of us see this thing that goes on the stage. We're very impressed by that. But what are the specifics? What are the strategies that artists use when they go on stage to give a performance in the way that you see that? And so that's a fun thing for people to experience. So you'll get those experiences if you come to the Lincoln Theater at our Jazz Academy, and just simply log on to jazzartsgroup.org and you'll see all our programs.
If you want to play jazz, if you want to study to play jazz, do you have to have a great ability to improvise? Or, I mean, because isn't a lot of jazz based on improvisation generations ago?
Well, watching a jazz musician play is like watching somebody think on their feet. And yes, it's improvisational in nature. It's kind of an African-American tradition. You know, when we saw Alex Haley do the research for his great book, Roots, he looked through all these books and finally he went to Africa and he says, where's the libraries? I want to find my history. And they're like, ain't no libraries. Just ask this chief over there. This is very similar to jazz. Right. It's like it's gotten from right from the recordings right to the artist. And you get it that way, in an oral way. And you absorb it and you get it in your bones that way. And we actually teach that at our Jazz Academy. So when you're watching a jazz musician, you're watching an educated musician, many times having been to a conservatory. But you're also watching a guy that has learned a music that has a great background and an oral tradition that goes with it. And you marry those two, intellect and emotion, and you get the glory and the majesty that is jazz. And on its highest level, it's like watching Shakespeare compose a little sonnet. It's like watching Beethoven compose music. It's watching Michelangelo paint, you know? So you get to be a part of what this artist is doing. You get to eavesdrop on the process of improvisation. And that's what we really, really do as jazz musicians.
I could listen to you all day and just sign up to take classes with you.
But I haven't started singing yet. Well, my name is Christopher Purdy. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Bless your heart. Andy Falter. Follow that, why don't you? Andy
I just Falter. Want to replicate his voice as
yeah,
best
I know,
as I can.
I know that.
Which voice, though?
I'm embarrassed to be talking here. I'm paid to do it. But so are you, Andy.
You're getting paid.
You're an actor with Actors Theatre Columbus and other venues around, and you are about to become a fat old knight, which is really weird because you're anything but that. Not that you wouldn't be ennobled, but...
Well, I appreciate that,
yes.
But I am a drunk, so that
that's true.
Wait a minute.
Tell me a little bit about Actors Theatre.
Actors Theatre actually kicked off their 31st season last month earlier this month in the Columbus Commons doing Comedy of Errors, directed by John Kuhn. And last night, Philip Hickman's King Arthur and the Sword of Britain opened up, but Mother Nature had a different idea and decided to move it to tonight. So if you're interested in live theater, free live theater, come on down to Schiller Park and check out the real opening of King Arthur tonight.
So the king got rained out last night.
Okay. He can't fight off
Mother
Nature.
Tonight is opening night, but there's also a couple of Shakespeare's, and then there's a Thornton Wilder adaptation coming too later in the summer, I think. But there's also Comedy of Errors and Twelfth Night.
Comedy of Errors just ended in the Commons.
And it's real expensive to go there.
Oh, my
goodness.
It really
is. It's killing, yeah.
It's volunteer bassist, so please show up with some money in your pocket and volunteer that money.
And bring a lawn chair if you want, and bring dinner or picnics or...
Bring some snacks and...
This is in Schiller Park.
Schiller Park.
And they've been around a long time. He's 31 seasons now, and I'm sure there are plans for 32 and 33 going on. And in a few moments, we're going to ask you maybe to recite some of Toby's lines that are radio-friendly, if any. And Eric French, you have another some more playlists for us, but were you in a band yourself? Are you in a band yourself?
Yeah, I play with a couple different ensembles around town.
Take me to that rehearsal process. What's that like?
There's usually 2 or 3 days worth of emails trying to get everybody lined up. And then when that doesn't work, we usually just try to pick a date, you know, like every Tuesday or every other Tuesday. Everybody gets together. You know, my house is usually the place.
But you don't work from scores, do you? You work from charts maybe, but you don't work from do you work from the printed page or?
No, never.
Okay, how does that go? I'm ignorant, so tell.
Usually somebody comes up with an idea on, you know, a vocal or a guitar, and they bring it in and show it to the band. And to varying degrees, sometimes an idea is totally thought through, and then the other band members kind of just supplement with their own parts. Or sometimes somebody will bring in a couple ideas and just say, like, hey, guys, I got these two riffs. You know, let's see what we can do with it. And over the span of an evening, you all just kind of get together and hash it out, throw ideas.
Create music.
Yeah, you just throw ideas off of each other. I don't know that I've ever necessarily been in a pop or rock band that ever worked off of print, you know, actually wrote anything down. But I mean, the music's not that complex, so it's not that hard to remember.
To you, it's not. To some of us, it is. We're going to take a brief break and then come back and hear more from the Columbus Jazz Orchestra. We'll have a music clip with them and invite your phone calls. This is All Sides Weekend. I'm Christopher Purdy. Back very soon.
Support comes from Gordon Lightfoot, appearing live at the Palace Theater July 29th at 8 p.m. Reserve tickets for Gordon Lightfoot go on sale this Friday, May 24th at 10 a.m. through the Kappa box office and all Ticketmaster locations.
This week on Radiolab, the big mystery, how it is that just a bunch of these
little wisps of jelly in your head, called neurons,
flashing on and off in your brain, create
thoughts, ambitions, passions,
you,
even what you think of as your own intimate self,
and how, in a flash, that could all change.
In an instant, we can be completely transformed.
I'm Jad Abumrad. Join me for Radiolab.
Saturday at noon on 89.7 NPR News. Watch America's tribute to those who have served. It's the National Memorial Day concert, Sunday night at 8 on WOSU-TV.
We are back with today's edition of All Sides Weekend, talking about bands and jazz and theater and all kinds of arts and entertainment features in Central Ohio. My guests, Byron Stripling, the conductor of the Columbus Jazz Orchestra. Eric French is a musician, a recording engineer, and highly knowledgeable about pop music, especially in this area. And Andy Falter is an actor who is currently preparing Sir Toby Belch in Shakespeare's Twelfth Night for Actors Theater of Columbus. Byron Stripling luckily brought us some music as well. We're going to hear from the Columbus Jazz Orchestra. But first, I want to invite your phone calls if you have questions or you'd like to participate in the discussion. 292-8513. That's a 614 number, 292-8513. You can also send an email to allsides@wosu.org. Byron, what are we going to hear?
Well, hopefully if I've queued up things right, we have a track from the title track from our latest CD, and it's called Come Together. It features a local vocalist named Jonathan Elliott, who I think is going to be one of the great future singers. And we hope you enjoy this. It's the Beatles cover, but we did it our own way, and we add a little spice of improvisation and jazz to that. So we put the Beatles with jazz, and you get Come Together Our Way.
Up slowly, he got juju eyeball. He want holy roller. He got head down to his knee. Got to be a joker. He just do what he please. He wear no shoes, shine. He got toe jam football. He got monkey finger. He shoot Coca-Cola. He said, I know you. You know me.
Come Together from Gershwin to the Beatles with the Columbus Jazz Orchestra and Byron Stripling. That concert is going to be, our concert with that title, is going to be aired on this station on June 7th at 7 p.m. with Byron Stripling and Jonathan Elliott, a local singer. Who is he?
Jonathan sings with a band called the Floorwalkers, and he's gotten local acclaim. And when I heard him, I love discovering new young talent. And when I heard him, he had that great synthesis of a knowledge of jazz, a knowledge of great pop music, a knowledge of soul. And he puts them all together, shakes them up, and comes with an incredible sound. So that's
you know, this is addictive. I mean, I'm supposed to play like 15 seconds, and it was killing me to make them fade it down.
This stuff, foot was just starting to pat.
Yeah, so we'll stretch it out a bit later. Again, the number to call if you'd like to join the conversation, 292-8513, allsides@wosu.org. Andy, you are, as I said, preparing a Shakespeare role for Actors Theater in Schiller Park this summer. First of all, we all know it's great to sit in Schiller Park and watch you and your colleagues and have a little champagne, et cetera. But what's it like for the actors to work outdoors in the summer?
Hot. For lack of a better word, it's hot. It depends on the costume, and I'm looking forward to finding out about my costume this Sunday when I meet with the costume. And that'll really push my character
no
a little
further.
No
bathing suits in Shakespeare unless you do a weird production.
Not yet. Yeah, we'll see what they do with my facial hair.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you wanted to get the voice for Sir Toby Belch. What do
I'm
you mean by that?
Still trying to find it.
What
does
that mean?
Sir Toby Belch is one of Shakespeare's most iconic comic characters. When you think of comedy, you think of Puck, you think of Toby Belch. And Toby Belch is typically played by an uncle-type character to a 30-year-old or 25-year-old woman.
He'd play at my age.
Yeah, okay. And I could be an uncle to a 25-year-old woman if my parents.
You could be an uncle to a 10-year-old girl, maybe at your age. But
maybe. Yeah, I've got a 13-year-old or a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old nephew. And hi, guys. How you doing? But, yeah, it's trying to find that voice where it's not overly unrealistic, but you're still trying to place those words and not too much. Like I said, the character is a drunk. Not go way too much with what you're trying to say. But also find, you know, because drunks don't know they're drunks. Right. Drunks don't act drunk. So it's finding that I'm working through my voice, but still relate to the audience who's sitting out on the lawn enjoying their snacks. And
half of them are drunk, probably. But
yeah, don't let me know about that.
Yeah.
But enjoy yourself, but also throw some money in there, because free theater is not free. There's a lot of free theater in Columbus, including at Ohio State. They do a lot of free theater. A great series called The Lab Series, Tuesday through Sunday. And in repertory right now, there's actually two shows going on. There's A Normal Heart and The Gender Project, which starts next Tuesday. Free theater every night, 5 o'clock, free theater in Columbus. There's a lot of different options for us.
You also mentioned Columbus Commons, which is becoming a very popular venue.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to perform there last year.
You worked there last year in the complete works of William Shakespeare, right?
Yes, that was a joy to perform in.
Yeah. Do people like performing there? I know people like being there.
I loved performing there. It's a different aspect now because they have the building of the apartments along High Street, which in one way it's good because it locks in the sound in the Commons where it's not floating everywhere. It also will, when the sun starts going down, make it more of a nighttime performance, even though it's 8 o'clock at night. There's still light out, but it's just a little darker. My fear is people are going to drive by and never know Columbus Commons exists. Yeah. It's a wonderful venue. It's a terrific stage to perform on.
Okay, it exists behind the Ohio Theater. It's there. It exists already. We have a call from Andy in Columbus who wants to talk about local indie music. Hi, Andy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I kind of want to just call in and just sort of attest to the vibrant Columbus music scene. I've lived here for 3 years now and sort of been involved as a freelance engineer and producer myself. But a colleague of mine and his fiance have actually started something. It's called the Columbus Indie Music Union, CMU for short. They're working out of Vaughn Music Studios in Upper Arlington, and they're doing an excellent job of sort of showcasing up-and-coming, really talented acts, whether it be solo artists or bands and things like that. So, yeah, I kind of just want to call in and let you guys know about that and just give a shout-out to them. And just the Columbus music scene is really great, and
is there a website for that?
Actually, you guys can go to YouTube and check it out, just a branded CMU page.
So. Your Columbus Indie Music Union. Andy, thank you for the call and the heads up. Appreciate it.
Okay.
I wanted to ask the three of you, apropos of his call, is this a good town for what you folks do to live in? If you had to live here and only use, and I know you don't, but only use people who lived here as well, could you do that and have a vibrant season?
100% yes, on my front.
For you, for
From the theater front, yes. Right. And even in the film front.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for me, all our musicians are local. They not only come from Columbus, but they pay their taxes here, which is very important. And from that, I think some of our best shows are the shows that really feature the Columbus Jazz Orchestra, just the guys in the orchestra. So absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Those are the most popular ones that I've been to, are the ones that just are the guys who live here, the folks who live here.
Yeah.
By the way,
we draw our best crowds with our locals.
If I say that
Bobby Floyd is going to be featured or one of the guys in the band, everybody loves them, and they come for that.
I'm there, you bet. 292-8513 is the number if you'd like to talk about jazz or indie music, pop music, theater in Columbus, any of the arts and culture in Columbus. We live in a very rich area. Again, you can also email allsides@wosu.org or find us on Facebook at allsides. 292-8513. Eric French, let's hear some more of the music that you brought for us. What are we going to hear next? Do you have a...
Yeah, I think I'd like to cue up. This is a band called Way Yes. I just started to download some of their stuff, and they've been pretty hot around town on the live scene. And I've never actually been able to catch them live, but they are performing tonight at the Columbus Commons.
What's your track number?
Well, I don't have the track number in front of me.
Okay, we're good. Okay, they're saying we're good, so let's go. Beck introduced those for me.
Okay.
What we just heard.
That song is called Cold Rain. It's by a local group called Way Yes. My connection to that group is one of their band members named Max Lewis. He's a recording engineer around town, and I believe he's even taught some recording at the Jazz Academy. And, you know, they're playing tonight at the Columbus Commons, which kind of ties into Andy's scene. So, I mean, this is a rich scene, but also kind of small world, too.
So you could also, you could work in more than one discipline in this town. I mean, you could, you, Andy, could work in music, and you, Eric, could work in the theater, probably, and you could work anywhere you want, Byron. I mean, for goodness sake, I mean, which I think is great. We have a call from Miles in Columbus who wants to talk about what's going on. Hello, Miles.
Hey, I turned off the radio at just the right time because I came back on to hear you talking about the show at the Columbus Commons tonight with I and Way Yes. Tonight's a really great night. You could seriously go to like any established club in this town, and there's really good bands playing all over. I'm personally biased towards Tree Bar tonight. My own band, Marvin the Robot's playing there, along with Lieutenant Dance, which is a really great band, and a new band called The Electric Hand that does covers of like classic. Like anyone out there that knows like the Nuggets collections, where like Lenny K goes out and finds all these great old bands from like the 60s and 70s. I made like 1 7-inch. They do covers of all that stuff, like the Apache song, you know, the famous da 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 blah blah blah. And then the Christopher Rendition, which is the drummer from Gaunt, who's like a band that like probably got me playing guitar. Because
you need to run a website by yourself of everything that's going on, because you know everything that's going on. That's terrific. And I'm so glad that you called with those tips. We've got to move on, but I appreciate the call.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Miles. Okay. Bye-bye. That's a good sort of, you could sort of, as long as you're walking or I have a designated driver, you can just sort of move around tonight, apparently, into several different places to see what's going on and hear what's going on here in town.
Yeah. The Tree Bar is kind of hidden, but...
Where is that?
It's in Grandview. It's off of, I believe it's on, it's off of King. I forget, you know, I even forget
you
the name
what?
Of it.
Look it up. You just know how to get there.
But
probably.
Marvin the Robot's a good band.
Okay. So. We have Charles. Charles is a playwright who wants to talk. Hi, Charles. Go ahead.
Hello. I moved back to after living New Orleans and Montreal for a couple of years. And I wrote a play that dealt with a campus. I'm not going to mention
Charles, you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay, I'll move around. Anyway, my question is, I submitted my play, and I got an offer to have it presented in Montreal and also in New York. I want to get the play started or in Columbus. I'm not getting any luck.
Let me turn the conversation over to Andy Falter. How would could a young playwright or somebody who's just written a play get a break here, get a performance? How would that maybe happen?
There are a lot of independent theater companies that are happy to start up new works. There's a terrific program, Available Light Theater. I've really never seen them do anything wrong.
They're doing Jane Eyre
Yes. A Memory, a Fever, and a Dream through June 8th at the Rife Center, I believe. I hope I'm right on that one. But everything I've seen them do is outstanding, but there's a lot of independent small theater companies and even individuals who are waiting for Charles to come along and say, here's my script, read it. Oh, I have the exact people I need for this. It's not what you know, it's who you know, Charles. Talk to people, go out to live theater, hang around afterwards,
right. Exactly.
Talk to everybody. And if you see me, some short 5'8 guy with a goatee, come talk to me about theater. You never know who I can hook you up with.
Come to see Andy in 12th Night at Chiller Park later. When does it open?
It opens June 27th to July 28th at Chiller Park.
And Andy, I know,
o'clock.
Andy receives after performances, so he'd be happy to talk with you about what's going on.
It's one of my favorite parts.
Right.
I love talking to find out, what did you guys think? Thanks for being here. And just to see your face, you've been staring at me for 2 hours. Let me look at you for 2 seconds.
We have Judy from Blacklick who would like to say thank you to Byron Stripling. Hello, Judy.
Hello. I'm so happy to say this publicly. My husband and I are arts patrons of all the groups here in Columbus, the ballet and the symphony, and they're wonderful. But in our opinion, the jazz orchestra is the jewel of the city. We always wonder how we are so lucky to have this man in our midst, and we're always afraid he's going to leave. When people move to our town, we say, don't miss the jazz orchestra. It's the best thing. We go every time. We smile from beginning to end. We delight in Byron's spirit and joy that he takes in his music. We marvel at the talent. We can't believe the quality of these world-class, world-renowned entertainers that he brings to us. And I write a thank you note in my head every time, but now I'm going to say it out loud. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Judy, for that call. He's sitting here smiling at you. Let's hear some more from the Columbus Jazz Orchestra, if we can. What track do you have for us?
Why don't we play it dedicated to Judy, I think it was. Play a little bit of Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey, number 2. And this is for Judy, and we thank her so much.
Thank you.
Now won't you come home, Bill Bailey? You ought to come on home. She moaned the whole night long. Yeah, I'll do the cooking, honey. I'll even pay you some money. I know I've done you wrong. Yes, indeed. You remember that rainy evening? I put you out with nothing. Nothing but a fine to comb. Yeah, and I know I'm to blame. Well, it's a low-down, rotten, dirty shame. Bill Bailey, you ought to come on home. I'm wondering, will you come on home, Bill Bailey?
You don't want to give it all away, but that was fantastic, Byron. That was you singing, right?
Yeah.
It had to be you singing with that voice.
Yeah, I mean, but can I just say really quickly, you know, as an artist, and Andy talked about this, you're on stage and you don't quite see everybody. And I just want to thank Judy once more for coming and for calling in. We get our confirmation and affirmation for what we do from the people in our audience. And just to have her say those comments. And I just hope everybody feels the love that we really appreciate every time somebody sits in the theater and pays that money. We want to give them an amazing show. And so just thank you so much.
Thank you, Judy, and thank you, Columbus Jazz Orchestra and Byron. You can hear the Jazz Orchestra on this station Friday nights in June, starting the 7th at 7 p.m. There are going to be broadcast concerts hosted by my friend Boyce Lancaster from Ragtime, Blues and Beyond, Big Band on Broadway, Piano Men, and beginning with Come Together from Gershwin to the Beatles. We've got to take a quick break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We have people waiting on the phone, and we do invite your calls to 292-8513. Back soon.
On the next Fresh Air, we listen back to our interview with Ray Manzarek, keyboardist for The Doors. He died Monday. He co-founded the band with Jim Morrison, but when Morrison came up with the band's name, Manzarek's reaction was...
That's ridiculous. The Door... Oh, you mean like The Doors of Perception, The Doors in your mind.
Join us.
Today at noon on 89.7 NPR News.
Support comes from Ohio State's Ross Heart Hospital, helping to build healthy hearts with the 2013 Wellness Series. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States, and regular physical activity is a great way to prevent it. Details about Ohio State's Wellness Series are at go.osu.edu/series.
It's a metaphor we know, but safety nets come in all varieties, government programs, charities, or friends and family.
We would be given a nickel for ice cream at night. And instead of buying ice cream, I would save it.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the first in our series, Safety Net Confessionals, next time on Marketplace. It's from 8 p.m.
This afternoon at 6 on 89.7 NPR News. A basic membership for 89.7 NPR News starts at just $60 and comes with our airfare program guide and a grocery tote. Visit WOSU.org.
We are back, All Sides Weekend, with Byron Stripling, Columbus Jazz Orchestra, Eric French, bands, recordings, and actor Andy Falter. I'm Christopher Purdy, your host for this edition. 292-8513 is the number to call. Lisa is on the phone and wants to talk about bluegrass. And I want to remind everybody that the Bluegrass Ramble is on this station Saturday and Sunday nights from 6 to midnight. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning, gentlemen. Guys, just flipping through the channels. I've never seen this show before. Kudos. This is awesome. but I did have a question as far as like the back porch type of bluegrass, you know, flat strugs, Stanley, where that could be found around town. Also, something like the late 20s and 30s blues, i.e. Bessie Smith, Big Mama Thornton type of thing.
Okay, well, we'll see what our experts have to say about that. Thank you, Lisa. Blues in Columbus.
Well, you know,
bluegrass, pardon me.
I'll start with the bluegrass.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. We have every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday night here on this station, we do 6 hours of bluegrass music, all locally hosted. And if you want to catch some live bluegrass, I'd say go out on Tuesday night to Dick's Den. It's on High Street.
Just north of campus.
Just north of campus. The host those evenings is a guy named Jake Young, and he's one of our Bluegrass Ramble hosts. And he's a wealth of knowledge about, you know, bluegrass and just where to see it, what records to check out. So I would say go to Dick's Den Tuesday nights and talk to Jake.
Good enough. Thank you for that. We have Rich in Columbus who thinks this is a good town for local music. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Go ahead.
But what I wanted to talk about, I've been listening to and following live music since probably the early 90s here in Columbus. And always, I've really thought in the last 6-7 years, something really special is going on. But what I've especially, what I've noticed lately is all of the new venues and clubs that are popping out, that are supporting not just music, but live original music from local musicians, and it's just something I've noticed, and I think it's fantastic.
Great. So this is a good town for listening to music, as I suspected it, as my experts are assuring me. So that's great to know. Rich, thank you for your call. I appreciate that.
Oh, if I could give you a quick plug, there's
okay.
A new band that's just fantastic. I'm not affiliated with them, but they're called Zuck's Turkey Farm. Johnny Zuck on bass. If anyone's been around long enough, back in the 90s, he had this band called Ishkabibble that was pretty big. Well, now he's got this band called Zuck's Turkey Farm. It's similar music. They've only played a handful of times, but if you get a chance, definitely give them a listen.
Terrific. Thanks so much for that. Eric, there was a flash of recognition in your eyes when he was talking about Ishkabibble.
Yeah. You know, I never actually got to see them perform, but I have heard them.
We have one more cut of your music, so why don't you set this up for us?
Yeah, I've got one more song, and anybody that knows me will probably be shocked if I don't play something off of this. This is from one of my longtime musical partners here in town. My buddy Josh Krajicek was on a reality TV show a couple years ago.
Sure was.
And that afforded him the chance to go from performing in local bars to getting to release a record on the national scene. So this song, I got it set up for the hook for a track called The Remedy.
I could throw away everything I believe in, but the bridge that has got me this far, I could murder the man that I want to be, but you're the remedy, that keeps me from breaking my own.
So that cut's called The Remedy. It's on his new record. You can find it on joshkrajicek.com. You can find it in Best Buy stores. You can find it at iTunes, anywhere online. And I'm sure most of the people that know the local music scene know what's up with him. But
and you just found it on 89.7.
And there it was.
There it was. Thank you, Eric, for that. You can also remember, find the Bluegrass Ramble Saturday and Sunday nights on this station from 6 to midnight, and the Columbus Jazz Orchestra Fridays at 7 in June, all through June, hosted by Boyce Lancaster. 292-8513. You can also send us an email, allsides@wosu.org. Andy, what else is going on theatrically in Columbus?
Well, this weekend we have a lot of things going on, five or six shows that I can think of. Of course, King Arthur and the Sword of Britain at Actors Theater Columbus down at Schiller Park. Five Guys Named Mo ends this weekend, 8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock tomorrow. And
Stephen, extend that if you're listening.
2 o'clock on Sunday. I will be there tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So if you are there, please come up and say hi to me, and we can talk local theater in Columbus. Available Lights, Jane Eyre, A Memory, A Fever, A Dream, brand new production.
Jeff Horst is in that, isn't he? He's a wonderful actor from Ohio State.
Ian Short, a whole bunch of great, terrific local actors. Theater Roulette, Mad Lab's annual series where they do three different nights of different performances, closes this weekend. It's tonight at 8 o'clock with Mixed Drinks. That's the name of this showcase of six different shows. I know some actors in that, including a lovely one named Elizabeth. And then tomorrow at 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and then 8 o'clock, all three of Theater Roulette's shows, Local Brew, Mixed Drinks, and Ladies Night, will be performed. So if you want to see all 19 of these brand new performances, three different performances, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 8 o'clock.
Where?
Mad Lab, right downtown on 3rd Street. And as well, there's Evolution Theaters, A Woman of No Importance, and Wicked is going on.
Wicked's coming, yes, that's right, from the Broadway in Columbus series. I think that's going to be at the Ohio Theater from Kappa. Tyler has sent us an email. Could your guests comment on upcoming shows? You just did, during the next month. And he mentions, I'd love to finally catch the Columbus Jazz Orchestra. So what would be the best opportunity to do that in the coming months, Byron?
So starting in July, we have a series at the Columbus Zoo. And we call it Jazz Zoo. And there you'll, for instance, get to hear us do the album we've been playing from a show called Come Together. And we're going to actually play the whole album live for you. We start with soul classics with the great Chris Pierce, who many of you have seen on TED Talks, and he's a great soul singer. We do Sinatra, Our Way, in August, which features local singer Dwight Lennox and also Phil Clark. And then finally, someone was talking about blues. We do what we call Blues at the Zoo. And there you might hear some Big Mama Thornton. You might hear some Bessie Smith and all the great blues classics.
That's at the zoo in the summer, and those are pretty well marketed. So if you follow the newspapers or website, you'll find it.
jazzartsgroup.org, and all those things are listed there. We'd love to see people there.
Sounds like you could
it's
be
right by the
night.
Scioto River. It's a great atmosphere.
It's a great place to hear music, absolutely. And you can get up and move around
Right. And, you know, people bring their kids, too, because I bring my kids, and they just run around while the music's going on. It's a different atmosphere than a concert, because you can have a little something to drink, you know, like Perrier Club Soda.
Right.
You could also have Fresca,
like
Tab.
Sure.
Sprite.
Yes, you can.
You could have
Diet Coke.
Sure.
No problem.
All those kind of things.
I was going to say that because your concerts are great indoors as well, because people don't have to sit and listen like they're in church. You know, I've seen people moving around during the show, and that's part of it.
Well, I think that's important. You know, the back and forth between the audience and the on stage is so important. So if we're playing something and somebody hears it and it sounds good, we'd love it if they just go, oh, yeah, baby. You know, some of those moans that you used to do when you're in college, but you can still do those.
I haven't moaned in 20 years, but yeah, that could
we know. But what happens is we're inspired by the applause, by the finger popping, by the foot tapping. All that inspires us and lifts us to the next place, too. So we encourage that sort of interaction.
We have one more. I think we have another cut from the jazz orchestra.
Yeah, why don't you just start with Diamonds Are the Girl's Best Friend? That's number one, and that's the old Marilyn Monroe classic.
Kiss on the Hand, maybe. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead,
so
go
we do it
a
jazz way. This will be fun for you. We'll be right back.
that's Byron Stripling channeling Marilyn Monroe and Carol Channing from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, music of Jules Stein. Tell me about that sax player.
That's the great Pete Mills. I call him the great Canadian. He hails from Toronto, now also an American citizen, so he has dual citizenship. So I'm wondering where he goes when he gets sick, but he's an incredible...
Maybe he lives in upstate New York and he can drive, you know, to the choice there.
No, but he's really an incredible sax player, and we love him so much. And he's just one of the many musicians in the Columbus Jazz Orchestra that exemplifies the excellence that's in this town musically.
How many CDs do you have available?
The band has probably four or five, and two under my leadership.
So you go to Amazon, you can pick those up.
Go to Amazon. We encourage people to go to the CD Baby and also iTunes. And,
right.
And so just download like crazy, because the guys have many children and they want to feed them.
That's right. So feed the babies with your patronage at the
also,
Columbus.
They could go to Costco and buy them in bulk.
Yeah,
we encourage
Bring a truck. Bring Eric's truck. He's got CDs in his truck as well. Well, that's all right. What's on your iPod, Eric? Let's do that. Do it that way.
What's on my iPod? Well, one of the things that I'm really excited about is the Jazz Orchestra concerts that we're going to air here at WOSU.
You're editing those, aren't you?
I helped out a little bit. Their sound guy at the Southern, Paul Kavicki, has it dialed in just right. It looks really good, or sounds really good. Other stuff on my iPod right now, the Way Yes record is what surprised me the most. Because, you know, I've seen the name around, and I know Max. And I don't know why, but I just never really got into it until last week. I saw something on Facebook, and I've pretty much listened to it nonstop ever since. And they're playing at the Columbus Commons tonight, so I'm looking forward to checking that out. Other than that, what's on my iPod right now, the other two records that I played today, Joey Hebdo's new record and Josh Krajicek's new record, I'm pretty much listening to local music these days.
Eric French is based here. He actually is a colleague of mine at WOSU and does all our superb recording work. He is also a musician and a bon vivant of sorts. And he is going to be a regular guest with me. He's going to have his own segment talking about local bands. So gear up if you're listening out there. Byron Stripling, what's on your iPod?
Well, I've got, you know, my listening's all over the place, so I've got lots of gospel music, and I always keep Mahalia Jackson people like B.B. and C.C. Winans on there. Those are great gospel singers. I've also got great classical music, which I love Mozart, which my daughter has fallen in love with, and she's only 12, and every morning when she's in the shower, she takes the little iPod in the shower and listens to so she loves that. And then, of course, I have Miles Davis on there right now doing things like In a Silent Way and Kind of Blue. So I'm all over the place.
We've had a nice flurry of phone calls. We do have some open lines now in our last 6 minutes. If you'd like to call in, 292-8513, or email to allsides@wosu.org, or find us on Facebook. This is the broadcast home of the Columbus Jazz Orchestra and Bluegrass Ramble. And I'm trying to figure out a way to give Andy Falter a radio show. And to give, I mean, you know, we used to have the Green Hornet and things, but that was in our grandparents' day.
Radio drama is big.
Yeah.
There's a new program in Columbus called Midnight Audio Theater on a competing radio station.
Don't brand X. Yeah, we don't care about
but
them.
It's
but
at
yeah.
midnight during the summer, there will be 6 or 8 different new locally recorded radio dramas. I'm lucky enough to be in one of them.
See, Fooey, we would have done that live, so never mind. But still,
see, there you go. Well, let's work on that.
What's the one? What's
there
the one you were in?
The one I'm in. Oh, you asked
oh,
me
sure.
too quick.
Yeah, okay,
see, I do so many things, Chris.
How you do? And also talk about your teaching a little bit.
Well, I just wrapped up my 13th school year with Worthington Schools, primarily at Kilbourne Middle School, but I float around to different school districts. I do want to say that longtime theater teacher at Thomas Worthington High School, Bronwyn Hopton, is retiring this year, who touched a lot of lives in the Worthington theater scene, and a lot of people have gone on to do some great things. And my other theater teacher when I was in Worthington Schools, 7th and 8th grade, Janet Hale, is retiring this year as well. So to both of those ladies, thank you very much for inspiring me to become the teacher that I am and make sure that students really understand there's nothing to fear in theater.
Do you ever teach little kids?
I love teaching little kids. Okay. Opening up to a 5, 6, 7-year-old,
because
letting them use their own voice, letting them come up with their own
voice.
They
don't have the inhibitions.
Nope.
They haven't learned and certainly they won't learn it from you. But
teaching,
I'm just,
teaching an elementary school student to do improv is one of the easiest things in the world because, you know, they see that dot on the board, and it's not a dot. to the three of us, that's a dot, that's a period, that's a decimal point. To a kid, that's the world, that's the nose's dog's nose, tip of a pencil, could be anything. And that's why that brain in the elementary school age, let them just run with it. And I'd love if there was a musician teaching a little kid improv, just go nuts, go nuts. Here's the chords, go nuts. It's
well,
wonderful.
What ages do you span in the academy upstairs? Do you have kids and older people as well?
Yes, anybody who wants to. In fact, we did a thing that we just, anybody could come to this class, and we actually performed, and we're doing it again this year. It's going to be called Swinging in the New Year. It's typically around the 28th or the 29th of December after Christmas, and anybody can come, and they get to perform with myself, Bobby Floyd, and others right on stage, and it doesn't matter what level you're at. You can just come, and we just teach and improvise just in a few hours. Spend the day with us, and the next day we perform.
And that's open to anybody. Walk up the damn stairs, you can be in the show.
If you
right?
have a horn, you can do it. Come on up.
And that's in the Lincoln Theater, right?
Uh huh. Yeah. The second day we perform right in the Lincoln Theater. You're a star on stage, and all your. The other thing is that time of year it gets you away from the relatives that you hate.
Oh well, that's good too. Yeah.
So I might see you there, Christopher.
All right, well, yeah,
that's good counter programming.
I actually love my relatives. Thank you very much, but they don't live in Columbus. Eric French, tell me as we wind down, in your opinion, the best places to hear music in town, where people really need to go.
Well, with this being the summer, what I'm the most excited about are we got three good festivals coming up. June. What is it, the 7th, 8th, and 9th? We've got the Arts Fest at the Riverfront.
Oh, yes. Let's remember that, sure.
And at the end of June, Everybody Knows ComFest. And the one that I'm probably the most excited about is until September, but it's Independence Day at the corner of Gay and Pearl downtown. Every one of these festivals just has tons of great local music and all kinds of other arts going on at the same time. So go check out a festival. So
just walk around. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Just walk around and listen. Andy, how about you? You have a favorite venue to work in, or what's a great place to go to theater? And even if you're not really a theater person, but you just want to go out.
My favorite place to see a show would be the Ohio Theater. I have a lot of memories of performing there, and it's home to me. But I'd have to say that working at the Columbus Commons is a wonderful venue to see anything, whether it's music, live performances, or even just having fun early in the morning doing yoga out on the lawn. Lots of great things. But in Columbus, there's so many different venues, wonderful places to perform. Even Easton is now performing theater.
I mean, if I did yoga on the lawn, it would take five people to get me up off the lawn. So
well, they're
that's
there.
That's sort of good. They're there, yes, that's good to know. We have a minute and a half left. Final last words. Byron Stripling, Columbus Jazz Orchestra.
Well, you know, we love the Southern Theater. It has the intimacy of a jazz club, but also you get that concert vibe there. And there have been many historic performances there, and we continue to hope. And next season we're going to have so many others. We're going to actually be performing with Molly Ringwald. And sings, and she started out as a singer. And then finally, once again, in Jazz Zoo this summer, we hope to see everybody right by the Scioto River with
Terrific.
The Jazz Zoo.
Eric French, last words.
Check out online two great sites for local happenings for the music scene. Check out cringe.com or the Columbus Alive homepage.
Andy, 10 seconds, last words.
Free theater is not free. Please come see it, but please support it. We do have families as well. We'd love to eat. TheActorsTheater.org for the complete schedule.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Byron. I'm Christopher Purdy. Thank you for listening to All Sides Weekend today. This is listener-supported WOSU 89.7 and WOSU HD1 Columbus and streaming on the web at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station, a service of WOSU Public Media.